Mound Group near Natchez, Mississippi, known as the Fatherland Site, named after the plantation on which it was located. The first archaeological work at the site was Warren K. Moorhead's limited testing in 1924. In the 1930s, archaeologists Moreau B.C. Chambers and James A. Ford identified the Fatherland Site as the place mentioned frequently in the French colonial records as the Grand Village of the Natchez. Chambers led the first extensive archaeological excavations at Fatherland in 1930 for the Mississippi Department of Archives and History. In 1962 and 1972, further archaeological investigations were carried out for the department by Robert S. Neitzel, resulting in two landmark publications in Southeastern Archaeology. Archaeology of the Fatherland Site, the Grand Village of the Natchez, and the Grand Village of the Natchez Revisited, Excavations at the Fatherland Site, Adams County, Mississippi, 1972. Radiocarbon samples gathered during Neitzel's 1962 excavations indicate that the occupation at the Grand Village began around AD 1200, and the presence on the site of hundreds of European trade artifacts testified to the occupation and to the colonial period. Neitzel's work was undertaken with a keen awareness of the numerous French colonial descriptions of the site. In his analysis of his findings, he was able to draw correlations between what he was seeing in the ground and what the 18th century Europeans had witnessed. In the broader geographic picture, 20th century archaeological studies in the lower Mississippi River Valley linked the historic Natchez Indians with the prehistoric Plaquemine culture, which lasted from around AD 1200 until the late 17th century. This work was spearheaded by a group of archaeologists known as the Lower Mississippi Survey, LMS, founded in 1939 by Philip Phillips, James A. Ford, and James B. Griffin. The LMS used pottery classification to establish a cultural sequence for the late prehistoric period in the lower Mississippi Valley. LMS archaeological investigations continued in the region during the last half of the 20th century, led by Stephen Williams, Jeffrey P. Brain, Ian W. Brown, Vincus P. Stepaniotis, and others. Assisting the LMS team in the Natchez area were experts on the local archaeology, notably Joseph V. Frank III and Robert Prosper. As mentioned above, the archaeological findings at the Fatherland/Grand Village site have been successfully correlated with the written documents generated during the French colonial period. In the early 20th century, ethnohistorian John R. Swanton used the colonial sources to explore many aspects of Natchezan culture, including the tribe's language, religion, and social organization. This information has provided archaeologists and historians with ethnographic data for interpreting the nature of late prehistoric mound-building societies that existed prior to European contact. Although the Natchez have been held up as an ethnographic example of a southeastern chiefdom surviving into the early 18th century, Ian Brown has cautioned that the Natchez Indians of the late 17th and early 18th centuries were probably different in significant ways from their prehistoric ancestors because of the far-reaching impact of European contact. Therefore, one should not take the colonial descriptions to be accounts of a pristine nation.